Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about continuing to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Dave Anderson back on the show. Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, is has been a very successful businessman in his career, and having been sold a lot of goods through his companies, and now he's converted over to becoming a thought leader with the Dave Anderson Learn to Lead organization, and the books he's written, I Can't See Over the Stack Here, If You Don't Make Waves, You'll Drown, How to Run Your Business by the Book, Up Your Business, and let's see, there's one more here that I like a lot, How to Deal with Difficult Customers. That's one of my favorites. He's our good friend Dave Anderson. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you? It's great to be back with you.
Great to have you here. Hey, Dave, one of the things that I love hearing you talk about is performance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if anybody knows how, you were in the car business, right, for a long
mm-hmm.
time.
That's right.
If anybody, that's a tough business. Anybody knows how to make sure that you're successful in that business. If you don't perform, you get run over.
That's right.
You won't just lose. You'll get trampled.
That's true.
I mean, they'll grind you into the dirt, won't they?
They will. They will.
And so you know all about performance. Talk to us about that.
You know, for years I've worked with businesses about performance and how to increase performance, and because of the books I write, Jim, I also have started working with some athletic teams, and you know, principles are principles, and they transfer right over,
right.
And you try to look what makes people tick, and when you're looking at guys in athletics, it's the same as the people we have in our business. Some of them mm-hmm. have great skills, knowledge, talent, and some days they're on, some days they're not. Some days they bring it, and some days it's like they're there physically and they've mentally checked out. And so you start to realize that, you know, mindset, that just getting people with the right mindset and helping them develop the right mindset is so key to activating the skills and the knowledge and the talent, because it's mindset that really activates that. And so I started classifying performers to help people realize really where they're at and where their people are and figure out how to get to the next level. And I talk about undertakers, caretakers, playmakers, and game changers. Of course, you know, and when I mention that, people kind of immediately start to put in their mind, you know, where some of their people are. Of course, the idea first is, as a leader, as a business owner, is to figure out where you're at, because we can be a blend of those during the course of the day, even
right.
at different times of the month. You know,
with different relationships.
Oh, gosh, yes. You know, when the month is winding down and we're out of time almost, we
right.
can get that game changer where we're bringing it every day, we're narrowly focused, we've got a sense of urgency, we've got no excuses, we're just getting it done. But then, you know, you come off a big month and you can shift into caretaker mode where you're doing baseline work, you're really not initiating anything.
Taking a breath.
Yeah, taking a breath, letting the pat on the back become a massage.
Maybe
you know,
even a victory lap if we had a good month.
Oh, yeah, that victory lap. And then, you know, sometimes we're the playmaker where we do it occasionally. We do something brilliant. You know, we'll win a game here or there, but we don't have the consistency. We're not bringing it day in and day out. And the fact is, in our business, every day matters a lot, and you don't get it back. And if you don't have that intensity, that game-changer mindset, I'm going to come in, I'm going to prove myself over again today. All right, yesterday ended last night. I know it was great, or maybe it was lousy, but it's over. And
right.
I'm going to make it happen again today. Without that, you miss maximizing your business potential by a mile. So I've been writing a lot about it, talking a lot about it. My next book will probably be about how to develop that game-changer
mm-hmm.
mindset to where you're consistently bringing it.
And where your attitude is I'm not reading the news, I'm making the news.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And you know what? Now that you mention that, one reason some people aren't the game changer is because they watch too much news, and when they get to work, they don't work.
Right.
They're talking about politics and all the garbage on reality television and the garbage they read in the media and the garbage that they see on TV and then the movies and the garbage they read in their trash publications. And, Jim, if all you ever eat is garbage starts to taste normal.
Right.
And and you start to lose sight of, hey, man, I've got to impact people today. I've got to get the customer to say wow today. I've got to maximize my opportunities today. Mm-hmm. And you can get so distracted by nonsense, especially in a political year like this is,
right,
so distracted that you lose focus on going and making things happen. And that's really what that game changer mindset's about. And, you know, if you're a leader, your people pick up on that. And if you go to work and you're the caretaker and you're just sending out memos and emails and you're
kind of... Or if as a leader, one thing you can't be as a leader is inconsistent.
Oh, that's right, because now you got confused followers.
You might be able to waffle a little bit back and forth with your peers,
right,
but if you're leading people, you've got to be rock steady.
Nobody wants to follow an uncertain.
No. They'll follow somebody who's wrong, who says he's right more than they will.
Wrong, I'm sure.
somebody who can't make up their mind. Hey, Dave, I need a website quickly, please.
Yeah, learntolead.com.
It's a good one, folks. You'll thank me later for telling you about that. Quick break, right back with Dave Anderson. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.